Chris, tell me a little bit about your background. I understand that you're a molecular biologist.
By training, yeah. I started out doing microbiology in undergrad, and after a year working for Atomic Energy of Canada back in Ontario on radiation biology related aspects, I had the opportunity to work for a startup company out of Toronto and then came to Alberta for the first time in the mid-90s to work on molecular biology application of some really cool analytical chemistry instrumentation that a fellow named Norm DeVicke was developing at the University of Alberta.
So you're now here at NAIT, and you're looking at applied research and innovation. How do you take that academic background and put it into the applied research area?
Well, the funny thing is I never at any point going back to grad school, what became grade 23, at no point did I ever intend to be on an academic campus after that. My interest was on the business side of weaving together technology and business opportunities, particularly in synthetic biology and bioanalytical tools, particularly with a bioindustrial or a natural resource application. And along the way, I realized that in order to have credibility, I needed to talk to the science guys as if I'd suffered as they do, and that's called getting a PhD. The focus of everything that I've had the good fortune to do in my career has been looking about how do you take the fundamental advances that are made in understanding of science and engineering principles and be able to bring them into full application. And the main tool of that is called a company, it's called a firm. And the opportunity to transform the innovation culture of Western Canadian companies, not to the point that we are proud or excited about identifying an innovation moment that those companies pursue, but just that an innovation culture is normal again, in a way in which I think we've lost over the last 15 or 20 years. There's a lot of work been done on why that's happened, but I think in short, it's not that innovation ever ceased, it's the ways in which we onboard innovation and competitive advantage onto firms and into firms has changed, and the ability to be intentional about it has waned as a result. And at NAIT, we really see that our strength on the applied research side is working with industry as a client. They bring their challenges to us, and we seek to understand how we can be effective in bringing people, equipment, and collaborative relationships that we might have to bear on their challenges. What that means also is that we can work very closely with fundamental research institutions like University of Alberta and others, because the foundational advances that they develop, we're able to work seamlessly with the same industrial partners and them to bring those into the real world and to get those into companies' hands where they start to change the economy.
So you're having a research day today at NAIT. What are some of the things that you're going to be looking at?
Well, today is our second annual industrial research symposium, and this is because we, first of all, have 100% dedicated applied research teams that are working with industry exclusively. These are not instructors, these are not student teams, these are professional, often industrial researchers who are working on those challenges. And so today is less of a day where we talk about all the particular abstracts and proposals of the research that's gone on. It's much more a day in which we engage with our industrial clients and introduce them to one another to talk about what some of the common challenges are in Western Canada in bringing industrial innovation further. And we're doing that in areas that relate to energy, both the hydrocarbon side and the electrical system, as well as the environmental impacts of both. We're bringing some fantastic insight from industry into construction innovation, particularly, yes, technology is a part of it, but particularly in being able to build the efficiency and the productivity that will allow our companies to be competitive globally. And a lot of that has to do with culture within those firms, within the contracting processes. And technology provides us a nice background to be able to work those relationships out. But it's far, far more about building the ties and finding new ways to interact and do business that the technology might enable. But really, it's about finding new ways to wire our economy up for global competitiveness.
Well, certainly with the new energy that is coming along, we're looking at a change from fossil fuels into renewables and all the different things that go along with that. What kinds of things is NAIT doing in order to help that innovation?
We actually see that there's not just a continuum between all of the different components of the resource sectors and the energy sectors in Alberta. That yes, sure, there are transitions that are happening and that need to happen, but we're working with the industries all the ways along those value chains. What we've seen in the oil sands sector over the last 2 or 3 years in particular is an exit from the Alberta landscape of some of the international names that we would have seen. But we see a growing confidence amongst the Canadian-based producers, not only in terms of how they manage the resource and extract it at increasingly cost-efficient and cost-effective levels, but also an increasing confidence about opportunities that they can see getting into new markets with new materials and new developments out of their knowledge of the resource. And so far from being a transition away from one industry towards another, we really believe that these are all going to be highly intertwined. The ways in which these things interact is going to change. The ways in which industries respond to environmental concerns, to policy pressures, is what we at NAID are trying to enable. And inevitably that will work out in aligning with higher level policies as well, because we're enabling industry to respond, react, and be strategic about their competitiveness going ahead.
You have a new building coming on board soon, PIC. What is PIC?
So the Productivity and Innovation Center is a federally supported building project. We're extremely excited about it and grateful to the federal leaders of the Strategic Infrastructure Fund that provided the opportunity to take our focus on environmental sustainability, our focus on research and innovation and productivity gains that NAID had been engaged in for 10 or more years on the industry service side, and to be able to integrate those services into a facility that will really be the front door to industry at NAID and be the place where industry comes not only to meet and to interact with other parts of its supply chain, but really to make our economy succeed. It's a 185,000 square foot building. It's got two components, including a massive 75,000 foot pad, which is going to have research in oil sands, construction innovation, distributed power, industrial and remote rural water, and facilitated access to rapid form factor prototyping for companies to come in and use the gear that NAID has. It's all taxpayer supported, and to be able to unlock the speed at which our companies can innovate on new products and be able to test and validate those out, and through a process that we're calling Tech Gym, or facilitated access to that gear and that expertise that's here. And we see that being delivered increasingly in partnership, not only with our industry clients, but also with the University of Alberta in a number of ways, and really building out the Edmonton region economically and seeing far beyond Northern Alberta alone, but starting to see Western Canada as a place which we can provide economic value to our clients.
In a nutshell, what would you say is the take-home message that you want to get across to people today after they've listened to all the different panel discussions and that sort of thing from the Applied Research Symposium?
NAID has wrapped its vision and the vision that our president has led us to envision 2021 around four promises. And anytime you wrap things in promise language, it's vital. We've had promises to Alberta, to staff, and to students. And what I'm excited to be able to work on is the promise to industry, where we are seeking to become a new kind of post-secondary, which is responsive and relevant to industry's needs. And we're going to do that in ways which have been not seen, we strongly believe, in North America, in ways in which we can interact and support the successes of Western Canada's economic supply chains and value chains.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you very much, Cheryl.